the Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. And now, here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
Good morning, this is David Rector, and we're here with Steve Crump.
And we're at the Gardener's Bench. We're on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and WRHI.com.
That's it. Good morning, Mr. Rector.
Had to do a little fill-in there.
I'm telling you, I got a technical glitch going on here, but we'll get through it. We always do. How you today?
Good. I think me and Steve both are just glad to come in here and sit down for 30 minutes, man. We had quite a week.
It has been a bang-up week this week. We have been extremely busy. I know y'all have.
I called it a crescendo week because Monday was kind of not much going on Monday. I think maybe people were just stayed at home Monday. We had that weather come through. But every day since then, just kind of got more and more.
We were busy every day, but the last 3 days have just been unbelievable. Now, I'm asking, we're getting a lot of people who've never been out there before, and they're bored.
Yeah.
They've been sitting at home for the last 3 weeks, 24 hours a day, and we are open, and there's 20 acres they can run around in and be by themselves. And
it's exciting to have new people come. I get people, they've come by my store all the time. I guess the speed limit, they get speed up, and then they go, oh, that store, and then they say, I keep meaning to go in there. So a lot of people have had time to finally come in there and see exactly what's in the store, so that's kind of nice.
Well, your store, I will say, I'm going to do an ad pub for you right now. You've got some interesting stuff in there.
We do.
Yeah, it's not your normal everyday garden center.
Mm-hmm. I think for husband, wife, even some stuff for kids, you can find a little section in there to find something you like.
So. Last 3 or 4 years, I've gotten my wife's Christmas presents there.
Yeah.
She's into that Gamecock memorabilia.
I
don't know why, but she is.
They're diehard.
She's a diehard. Right, she's real upset they canceled the girls' basketball season.
Oh, that was. They should have.
I never
probably could have won.
I never watched NCAA girls basketball in my life till the last 4 years.
Yeah. Well, their coach got the coach of the year. So
again, on something else. But anyway, we had a little shower last night that I wasn't expecting, which washed away the oak pollen. So I was able to breathe when I walked out this morning.
Yeah, it's very refreshing.
Nobody thought I had
outside.
The virus because I was coughing. So. But it's they said it would go clear up to about lunchtime, and when I was on the way here, the sun popped out, and it's just actually pretty nice out there this morning.
Yeah, it sounded like I always listen to my weather on the way here, and they said it's supposed to be good the rest of the day, and then most of the day tomorrow, I think late in the afternoon tomorrow. We're
They're
to
talking
rain
late tomorrow night,
early
last
Monday.
Week, but
yeah.
I don't think it's going to be anywhere near as bad
as
last week.
The storms won't be as bad.
Yeah, that wind last week was major, and like I told you last Saturday, though, we did get a little chilly on Thursday morning, and we actually got down to 33 at the nursery. And thing is, there again, it popped right back up. It wasn't down there very long, and we didn't have any frost and just enough breeze to keep that out. So I had some people call me Thursday and said, what about tomorrow? So they're talking 41, so I'd do it again, and they didn't even get close. We didn't get below 39 degrees, so I think we're out of the woods now. I'm going to agree with you now.
I'm going to do some planting today.
We're done, I believe.
When I get home, I'm going to plant some maters.
Now, we have had a frost on May the 8th before, but that was a long time ago.
I hope that's long gone.
That was back when Mr. Stone over here was young, you know.
Yeah. When the dinosaurs roamed the earth.
Well, pretty close. Pretty close.
Yeah, I'm going to do some planting today. I got some soil to put in all my raised beds, and we're going to get out there and do some
You're not going to have time to play it. You're going to be so
I'm going to say that, though. When I get home from work, I'm probably just going to want to go sit down.
You'll be doing it tomorrow.
watch some more Netflix.
There you go. I got home last night. She had supper ready. I ate supper, laid back, and I woke up at 11:30. But that's the way it is. Anyway, A lot of people have already put the annuals and vegetables in. If you hadn't, now's a good time. Had a lady asking about corn yesterday. Now, corn's kind of an interesting crop to do. And my granddaddy Williams here in Rock Hill always said, you don't plant your corn till the leaves on the oak trees are the size of a squirrel's ear.
Huh.
The problem now is most people don't know how big a squirrel's ear
are.
But anyway,
I think them leaves have been that big for a couple of weeks.
My other granddaddy Crump over in Richmond County, now his theory was it didn't matter when it was, you did it on Good Friday. And it could be in March, it could be in June,
Easter,
it didn't matter, it's Good Friday.
Easter rotates. So.
The problem right now is getting the ground dry enough to plant it, but it depends on what happens Monday if you hadn't already. And the myth, I go through this almost every day this time of year. It doesn't matter what the air temperature is. It's ground temperature.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like grass seed.
Yep.
It can be the 85 degrees, but that ground temperature is down in the 40s. It's not going to germinate. It's got to warm up a little.
That's true.
And hopefully we're getting there.
Yeah, we are.
It's getting about that time. But the next 7 days are supposed to be pretty nice. I would like to... This ain't going to work.
I hear some music here.
Okay, you don't have to tell me.
We're going to go take our first break, and then we'll be right back with the Gardener's Bench.
Mike Elder here at Imperial Pool and Spas. First of all, thank you for your business. Because of the current health crisis, the swimming season is already in full swing, and we're taking every precaution to keep our stores clean and limiting the amount of customers in the store at one time. We're also offering curbside service, or you can call in your order and we'll have it ready when you arrive. For over 40 summers, our family has been serving your family, and in 2020, we'll be working harder than ever to continue as your family's official headquarters for summertime fun.
Imperial Pool and Spas, Rock Hill and Lake Wiley. Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with all the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Steve and Tommy Crump are still taking spring reservations for designing and landscaping your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. And I've still got a few technical glitches going on here since I can't hear myself, so I couldn't hear the music. But Mr. Rector's covering for me real nice today.
That's what a teammate does.
That's right. We're the A-team this morning. So anyway, what I'm going to ask you about, we're getting... A lot of lawn maintenance guys are telling me with all this rain and warm weather that they're cutting fescue a couple times a week, so that's why they don't have time to do anything else. But we're getting close to your Bermuda and zoysia. Well, I'm not much on zoysia seed, but Bermuda seed. Okay. And
it's really when you if you want to see Bermuda or zoysia, you really have to wait till at least probably the middle of May. Maybe getting on into later in May because where the temperatures have kind of cooled off a little bit. But soil temperature has to be 60, 65, I guess. But I usually tell people wait till about the end of May, and then you got most of the summer to do it, you know, on through maybe end of July because you want to get it growing and all before time stops. It's a very short window for growth of warm season grasses.
Mr. Stone came to the rescue. Got me new headphones. I can hear what's going on now. Okay. That's kind of tough doing it blind.
Yeah, it is.
not blind, but deaf, I guess, a better word. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to throw this in there. I hadn't done it in a while, but people come to me and they want to seed Bermuda and all that. And you can, now they've got is always the seed, but it's a pain.
Yeah, we don't actually sell it at our store because it's just so difficult.
It's a job. It's a, we did one.
It's $40 a pound or more, and it's not anything guaranteed.
So exactly. But if you want a nice loan, go ahead and sod it. You got an instant loan. And even if you seed it, it's going to take 2 to 3 years to get it up looking good to where you were with a sod. And Mr. Rector showing me a shirt that says sod it. Okay, I agree with that.
Yeah, now's the time. It's a good time of year because it's time to lay all of our sod, really. So it's, a lot of times it's just fescue, a lot of times just for warm season. But this is a crossover pattern here where if you're going to do fescue, you need to go in and get it in the ground and get it rooted and all before it gets hot. And the warm season grasses are growing. So it's time to get them in there, and you start fertilizing them, waking them up, and get them going. So it's a good time of year for all our grasses.
And what I'm finding on mine is a lot of my winter weeds have disappeared, so it's looking pretty good right now. But the summer weeds be coming soon. Hopefully the pre-emergent I kept forgetting to put out, but finally did get put out too late.
There you go. Steve put some pre-emergent on his
Not
jar.
Much, but a little bit.
Must be rubbing off on him.
That's it. And the same thing with plants, we're selling everything we can get our hands on right now. And one thing I do want to stress, I've had this happen a lot the last few weeks since we have so many newcomers, is we are not a garden center. We don't sell rakes and shovels and statuary and all this other stuff. We are a wholesale nursery that grows for the wholesale trade that happens to sell to the public. So your landscaper comes in, he gonna buy the same thing that you can buy. You know? Now, because over half of our business is residential installation, which we go out and install it, we carry some stuff that some other places might not, but it's gonna be more of landscape quality stuff. It's not gonna be your oddball thing that's more of a gimmick thing than anything else. And
yeah, you don't have annuals and all that kind of stuff.
We gave up annuals 12 years ago.
I used to buy them from you years ago, but I understand. And
the problem was my mom passed away and my dad passed away, and they worked in the greenhouse because they loved it. And I had a lady that ran it for years, 20 years, and she popped up and decided to retire. And all this right the couple of years before the recession hit. Then when recession hit, we couldn't give the stuff away.
Yeah.
And then I never could find anybody to actually run the operation, so we just shut it down and hadn't really looked back. I mean, we've talked about it, but you turn that greenhouse on, the heat on in November, and it runs $500 to $1,000 a month. You don't sell anything until March. You got to eat a lot of
unless
money.
Unless you're going to go big, or there's no way to make any money.
You can't go
that,
small. So. You got to go all out and go big, just like everything else.
And we bring in a few little vegetables, tomatoes, and some annuals and stuff, but we're not like a garden center like that. But we do have shovels and rakes and statuary. And
well, I don't
like
have,
that,
you
so.
Have. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have
it works.
Kind of a good system there. So it's we were talking outside. I've told a bunch of people to go to see him yesterday, and he did the same thing. And his brother was even over there trying to find something for a stone patio thing they built. So that was kind of nice.
Well, I know he got some Bermuda sod from me that he forgot to go pick up Thursday and had to go get yesterday. But they got it down.
We saved it for him.
Yeah, he got it down.
Yeah, the good thing about the let's say Bermuda now, or the warm season grasses, if you did order it and you couldn't get it down for a couple of days, it's okay, rolled up because it's cool. But as we approach the heat,
another month,
if you do order sod, you need to have everything ready where you get that sod delivered to pick it up and go home and throw that stuff on the ground as quick as you can. So
yeah, generally we don't do that. He just kind of got carried away Thursday.
Well, busy.
Forgot about it.
It happens.
Well, our problem is we didn't have enough trucks and drivers first. Yeah, we had them going in every direction, and it kind of...
I saved it for them. I could have sold it like 3 times.
Well, we appreciate it.
Every now and then, sometimes saw it get sold out from under out there. It gets crazy, but we try to do the best we can.
They put the pergola in Thursday, and they got to come back and seal it. And after that, we should be done, and this is a 3-week job that's taken 5.5. So, I mean... I'm ready to get my money. But it's been...
You keep working like that, you have enough work through the end of the year.
Now, the landscape, it has just gone crazy. We were 6 weeks ago, we were 4 weeks out. Now we're 12 weeks out. And people don't want to hear that, but it's just... I'm actually believing there's more work out there right now than there are people to do it. I mean, it's just it's unbelievable.
Well, y'all do quality work. You just don't go in there and slam it down. So you got takes time to do the job right, and hard to find people, the right people to do it too, sir.
Well, over 40 years ago, when Tommy first came up with this idea, our dad set us down. He said, "Let me explain to both of you. If you're gonna do this, you do every job like you're doing your own."
Okay.
And we stuck with that philosophy, and we don't cut corners. We actually go the extra mile to make sure it's done right, and it's worked for us. And, I've got a good staff of help right now, and they're working 6 days a week and doing the best we can do. But, it's just only so much you can do in a 10-hour day. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, there's Mr. Stone in the music again, so we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Take advantage of your time at home. The Crump Brothers are ready with free professional advice to spruce up your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Mike Elder here at Imperial Pool and Spas. We're taking every precaution to keep our stores clean and limiting customers in the store. We also have curbside service. Call in your order and we'll have it ready when you arrive. More than ever, we're your family's official headquarters for summertime fun.
Imperial Pool and Spas, Rock Hill and Lake Wiley.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again... here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. Mr. Rector and I are having a real good time today, just the two of us. But
just the two of us.
That's it. I think we've got a guest next week, Mr. Jay Lacey with Maplewood Trees. And Jay's the one that has the big machine that goes around moving big trees. So that's going to be a real interesting conversation. But... right now, we're been talking about grass and sod. Now we've moved into plants a little bit, but it's...
So what's the most popular plant now for, like, a foundation plant?
Believe it or not, for the last few weeks, it's been the old-timey azaleas.
Okay.
They've been in full bloom for 6 weeks now. We didn't lose the blooms on them. And your karumis, which is your... Hershey Reds, Hans Reds, some of those bloomed first, then your Encore's bloomed, and they're about bloomed out now, but we've got some more in. We got a good selection of Encore's finally.
Yeah, the ones I planted in my house bloomed nicely there for a couple of weeks, and they kind of done now, but they'll come. When do they come back again?
They'll throw a flower or two out during the summer, but it's not going to be anything impressive.
Yeah,
and then probably end of September, October, they'll get some more out. The problem with Encores, they don't bloom heavy anytime, and everybody buys them, plants them, and then calls. Well, they didn't bloom like my other. Well, they're not going to.
Yeah.
Is they bloom twice a year. I've had people tell me three times, but really it's twice, and they throw a few oddball blooms out. But they don't bloom heavy either time, so you can't really compare them to the old time.
But you do get the two or three times where the azalea, busts loose, and then it's done.
You can't compare them to the old time azalea. And one thing that's happened with the old time azalea is over the years – it's really kind of fallen on disfavor, and not too many people grow them anymore. So we made the decision, we got into it, and we're growing about 17 varieties now and adding to it every year. So We got people from all over the place, Charlotte all the way up to States will come down if they need the azaleas. They come to us because everybody dropped them for the encores.
Yeah.
So you only got X amount of room to grow things. And
yeah, you have to pick your space.
And like I've told you before, the encores, we don't grow them here. We grow about 80% of what we sell. But we grow the old, what I call the old bread and butter stuff. All this new patented stuff like the Encore, you've got to be a licensed grower. They only allow 3 growers in each state to grow them. They tell you what you're going to pay for them. They even sell you the pot to put them in. A regular pot's about 25 cents. An Encore part's 85 cents. And, you know, they control how many you grow a year.
They own the rights to it.
And
so
they keep the price up that way. Yeah. And the contract to grow them, you have to sign, is like 35 pages long. And and the proven winners, all those are the same way, first editions. And a lot of this stuff that's real popular now are all the new patented things. Mm-hmm. The problem is they're coming out with more every week, and there's no way to keep up with them. And not all of them are going to be big hits, but it costs a lot of money to patent a plant, believe it or not. So it's all marketing like everything
else. That's the same thing with sod. We own certain sod that we grow, others that we have to give royalties to. And then after so many years, the patent goes off and everybody can grow it.
Well, they wised up in the plant business. It used to be they'd get the patent, and then after it was 17 years, now I think it's 20 years, the patent goes off. But they put a trademark on it or register it, and then that's good forever. Mm-hmm. So you can't use that name. You can grow the plant, but you got to put a different name on it. Mm-hmm. So you can't capitalize on their investment, I guess is the best way to describe it.
Yeah.
But Lord Pedlums we're selling tons of. This week we've done pretty well on the ornamental grasses now. We've got about 7-8 varieties we grow at the nursery now that range from 3 feet tall to 6 feet tall. And some of them variegated. Some of them have a pink plume. Some have a white plume. And they're real good in dry conditions. And
yeah, they need sun, don't they?
Yeah, full sun. The more sun, the better. They make a good border. The thing that we're running into here lately is everybody wants to block off their neighbor, but the lots aren't big enough to put a plant big enough to block off their neighbor. So, you know, you can't put a Leyland cypress or green giant arborvitae that gets 30 to 40 feet tall on a quarter acre lot. There's not, just not room for it.
You run out of yard.
You run out of yard. So you have to kind of adapt, and there's some things we can do.
Then you shade your whole yard, and you're limited on what kind of other plants and grass and everything else you can have.
That is definitely a problem. We're kind of limited on shade plants. There's just not many of them that do very well in heavy shade. And you know, you might have one or two, and so you don't have a big selection. I mean, we can make it work, but don't have a big selection to go with. But it's – right now – anything we got seems to be selling. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's good.
People see it and they think it's cute. That's what they go buy. But we started pulling perennials out of the cold frames yesterday and setting them up because they finally broke the pot. And somebody, well, I want a hosta. Well, there it is. It's nothing but a pot of dirt right now. You wait a few weeks, it'll pop out. So, and I had one guy call yesterday. He said, well, mine and three of them are up. One's just barely breaking the ground. One ain't come up yet. Another couple of weeks, it'll be there.
Yep. So, yeah. I must have the perfect spot for hostas. I dug mine up, divided them up, put a little thing back in the ground where it was, and three of them looked like I didn't even do anything to them. It just like got crazy and started growing again. So they get morning sun. The sun goes behind my house and never hits it again. And
morning sun, afternoon shade, great deal for them.
Great freaking area for it.
Yeah, they love that.
And good soil in there, too.
If you got pretty good soil, that's even better.
What's underneath is good. So.
Anyway, well, there's the music. We're going to take another quick pause for the calls, and we'll be right back to the Cartridge Bench.
Mike Elder here at Imperial Pool and Spas. We're taking every precaution to keep our stores clean and limiting customers in the store. We also have curbside service. Call in your order and we'll have it ready when you arrive. More than ever, we're your family's official headquarters for summertime fun.
Imperial Pool and Spas, Rock Hill and Lake Wylie. Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with all the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Steve and Tommy Crump are still taking spring reservations for designing and landscaping your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. And I've lost sound again.
It's definitely you.
It's me? Okay.
It must be Steve.
Yeah, two headsets, it's you.
Okay, well, we tried. But anyway, we're talking about plants and busy and all that, but one thing I'm going to say, we're trying, but sometimes people fall through the cracks every once in a while, so we apologize. I apologize right now if we've not done what we said we'd do, but
yeah, apologizing is part of it. I try to call people back, but like I told Steve yesterday, I went up to my desk and cut my computer on and got started and left there about 8:15 and went down. I never went back to my desk till it was like almost 6 o'clock. So my guys working in there, they hand me a little piece of paper with people's names on them, and sometimes a little piece of paper, like you say, falls through the crack. But we try to do the best we can, both of us.
We try real hard, but sometimes as busy as we've been the last 6-8 weeks, and you too, sometimes it just happens. And yeah, we hate it, but
we'll make it up to you.
Yeah, we'll try real hard, but I don't know. It's wonderful right now, so we're gonna ride this horse till it drops, yeah, and then we'll see what happens after that. But I don't see it slowing down anytime soon.
Yeah, we're both very lucky to have businesses like this that are thriving right now with a lot of people not working and everything going on. So it's like when I leave work, I'm exhausted, and I drive by, and I'm driving by all these places that are closed.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little odd time we're going through now, but we're going to make it through it, and everything's going to be all right. And we're going to have a big Saturday, probably. My store is open now, 8 to 2 o'clock. Steve's is...
We're opening right now at 9, be there till 3.
They're lining up at the gate right now.
And it is time to get them in and get them growing.
And it's time to sod it.
People still talk about that, and that slogan, we've been using it since 1985 because I couldn't come up with anything any better.
I've been trying to come up with stuff, but sometimes I use that too.
Mr. Alan Miller came up with that, and Tommy thought it was crazy, but it worked.
Yeah.
Sometimes the best thing. That was back in the days of the Taste Great, Less Filling with Miller Lite. Well, they dropped their commercial, and they dropped in sales. We kept ours, and we're still up.
Still kicking it.
That's it.
Well, if you don't know where we are, both our places are out near Newport, actually. I'm 4372 Old York Road, which is actually Celanese, or 161 there. I'm kind of between the airport and the Walmart there on the right. We kind of sit down the hill. And Steve's on Museum Road right there, turn right off Celanese. There's a tank there, the armory. But and you're about a mile and a half on the left down there.
We're
road.
A mile and a half
that's
on the left.
Exactly
coming
what I
from
tell people.
So. 161, we're a mile and a half on the right coming from Mount Gallup.
Yeah.
So we're halfway in between.
Yeah.
We're both out near the airport, and I guess it's maybe 2 miles between us.
Yep. Maybe one as a crow flies.
Oh, but a crow flies is not that far, but
your partner's bench if you go from you by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill, now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686 and by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. Join us again Saturday morning at 8:30 for the Gardener's Bench on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports.